Joining me now is Fire Captain Tom LeGrande of the Gloucester Fire Department. And Captain LeGrande, good morning. A busy night overnight.
Yes, Rick. Good morning. It was. We had a fire at 6 Spruce Road about 11:30 last night. That went to around 2:30 this morning.
All right. Can you give me any details on that, Captain?
Yes, I can. We responded to the call. The police were reporting there was a fully involved structure. That's the reports they were getting. Upon arrival, that we found, first off, all the occupants had gotten out of the building safely. We had smoke showing, heavy smoke from the top floor of the two-story wood-frame dwelling. So engine one stretched an inch and three-quarter hose line into the second floor, and they knocked the fire down pretty quick. The ladder crew, we had the aerial up, and they had some lattice at the front of the building and helped it with the ventilation. And the squad crew did a quick search that we do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Bayview crew. That's their second due area. So they had the water supply pump. They quickly established a water supply to a nearby hydrant. And we had West Gloucester crew come to be the rapid intervention team. We set that up so as a safety feature for the firefighters, should something happen, they can go in there and effect a quick rescue.
Okay. Damage to the building, Tom?
Damage to the building. There was heavy smoke damage on the entire second story of the building where the bedrooms were. And the one bedroom where the fire room was pretty much gutted.
Oh, boy. Now, no firefighters hurt?
Nope, nobody was hurt. None of the residents or any of the firefighters were injured. That's a good thing.
Excellent. And what part of town is that in, Tom?
It's in the Riverdale area, just probably maybe a quarter mile from the O'Malley School.
Okay. And then, of course, finally, the cause of the fire?
It's still under investigation this time. We believe it to be accidental, and we're looking at a candle as the source.
Okay. All right, and in other news from the fire department, Captain LeGrande, I think probably a good time to catch up on what's happening. You guys got a grant recently to get some new equipment, and what's the status of that?
We recently took possession of the equipment. It came late last week, and we're in the process of inventorying the equipment, and we're going to get our inventory up and get that all in the computer. And today we're going to begin training. We had the representative from the company coming down, and we'll start just an introductory training to the equipment, primarily showing the differences between what we have and what we've gotten. But there's going to be a lot more similarity. But some of the new things, the safety features we got, such as the pack tracker and the buddy breathing, are going to be new to us. So we'll be training on that prior to put them in service.
Okay, and obviously this is an ongoing thing, and all the firefighters will get trained?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
All right. All right. That's Gloucester Fire Captain Tom LeGrande with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.